you know, Apple's been very good at actually trying to keep a lot of those malicious apps out of their app store, and they are the best at it. But the people have found newer, more different ways to get around that. It's not actually particularly in the app that's in the app store. For example, there'll be a malicious URL embedded in an email that goes out to iOS users.
Right.
One of the ones that came out last year, which was quite interesting, is that there was a malicious URL that people who had a Mac computer would click on. It would then load the virus onto their Mac computer, which did nothing to the Mac computer. However, when they connected their iPhone to their Mac to sync or to charge or to do anything else like that, the virus would then connect through to their iPhone and get their information from their iPhone that way. So there are multiple ways and multiple attack vectors, and every time we shut down one, the cyber criminals are very effective at finding a different one that will allow you in there. So it doesn't matter how protected we all think we are, and there are a lot of big companies last year who got hacked who thought that they were well protected. The cyber criminals will eventually figure a way to get around that.